interesting when we started. So things really heated up with Ferguson. Certainly, these issues are not new. Ferguson was just finally right that spark ignited, and but we were meeting and talking and planning this before that happened. So the different, I feel like there were different visions we had or issues that were goals. One was obviously honoring Dr. King. It's his birthday. The other is, which is a really important one, is having white people take responsibility in leading and engaging the community, because that's something that is needed and necessary for us to achieve social justice. So our program took that into account, having a keynote speaker present a documentary film. It's about a white family looking at their legacy as descendants of the largest slave trading family in the United States history.
Yes, James DeWolf Perry. Could you tell me what he'll be talking about in the film that he'll be talking about?
Right. So a documentary film called Traces of the Trade, A Story from the Deep North, it was a documentary film made by Katrina Brown. And she invited members of her extended family, so some of them are third and fourth cousins, to trace their family's history and legacy as descendants from the DeWolf family, which is the largest slave trading family in United States history, in Rhode Island. And so it's a very personal, intimate, and honest film about their journey and transformation as they look at this really ugly history and the implications for them personally, as well as our country.
And what about some of the other presenters and people who will be involved as well?
Yeah, Kim and Reggie Harris are well-known and well-loved storytellers and musicians who will be doing a family concert Monday morning at 11. And then they will also be performing again as part of the program in the afternoon at 1:30. And they are an African-American couple who are from this area. And really, their intention is to build community. So they want to educate, honor, and remember, but also build community, really engage people.
Why is getting the community involved in these events important to you and important to this event?
Martin Luther King Day is typically just another day off from work or school. And for those of us who care deeply about the, like I say, racial and social injustice, we see it as an opportunity to call attention to these issues and, again, engage the community in a meaningful way. So we want people to come and participate. We don't want people to feel like they're going to be lectured to or chastised, but think and talk. We have lots of, like, the Sunday film event. There's going to be Q&A and discussion afterwards, and the same after James DeWolf Perry is, again, our keynote speaker Monday. And there will be lots of room for community conversation following that. We also have SHIFT, which is Saratoga's Humanitarian Youth for Transformation, performing under the leadership of Leslie Dana. And this is engaging our young people. That's another aspect of this program that's very important to us. We need young people to know the history of civil rights and care about it and carry it on.
Could you tell me more about the Day of Service and the folks that are going to be involved in that?
Mayor Joanne Yepsen appointed a junior committee, which is being chaired by Katya Leidig, who's a senior at Saratoga Springs High School. And I think there are 10 high school students on the committee. And they are organizing the Day of Service this year, which is fabulous. Again, another way to get young people involved. And so they've been reaching out to area nonprofits and organizations such as Rebuilding Together, Shelters of Saratoga, and Think Peace, and they have some different projects lined up. So sometimes there's usually a community art project on site at the library, but then there are projects throughout the community
Are you hoping that people take things from these events beyond this one weekend?
Yes, and I personally, a part of expanding this program, in the past it's always been one day. This year we have events spread out over 3 days. And I personally am committed to planning other events throughout the year so that we're continuing this dialogue.